好的，弟兄姊妹们，我们再次在主面前竖立，我们来攻读圣经主的话语。
Brothers and sisters, please rise and we'll read our Lord's words.
我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
First, start with Chinese, then English version.
行，路加福音24:1-7。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。 Now let's read in English. Luke chapter 24 verse 1-7. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb.They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen.Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
求神赐福每一位恭读他话语的人。
The Lord give blessing to each one of us who listen to his words.
当我们读到这一段主耶稣复活的经文，我们甚至心中满得力量。安慰赞美
We're strengthened and we full of praise when we hear these words about our Jesus Christ's resurrection.
每年这个复活节是一个很特别的季节。
Every year the Easter is a very special holiday.
我们知道万物复始万象更新 everything renewed.
Everything's renewed in spring.
我们看到生机勃勃
Kind of there's full of life.
那这个复活节呢就是一个生命的象征，一个生命的宣告。
Easter is a proclamation for life.
那复活节临近，我相信弟兄姊妹也都非常的兴奋。
We're all very excited with Easter coming.
那我们今天就特别来分享这个主日的意义。
Today, the message we're sharing is the meaning of the Lord's Day.
这个主日和复活节有一个特别的关系，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都了解晓得。
There's a special relation between the Easter and the Lord's Day.
像有人所说的，我们基督徒并不是一年只庆祝一次主耶稣的复活。
As Christians, we're not just celebrating our Lord's resurrection once a year.
而是庆祝52次耶稣的复活。
We celebrate 52 times.
因为耶稣是在七日的头一日死里复活的。
Because our Lord resurrected on the first day of the week.
那我们每个礼拜天都来到教会一同来敬拜我们的主我们的神。
Every week we come to church to worship our Lord.
我们已经都习以为常。
We take for granted.
那我在这里呢首先先给大家讲一个真实的一个故事。
I have a story to share with.
多年以前呢在我原来服侍的教会有一位姐妹她信主了。
Many years ago, in the church where I served, there was a sister who believed in the Lord.
那在我们教会受洗不久呢，他就回到国内。
After being baptized in our church, not for long, she went back to in mainland China.
那么在国内呢，我们知道这个教会啊，有地上的有地下的，那不像在美国这么公开，这么容易找到教会。
Yeah, we know in China there's, you know, maybe churches that, in public, but also their family churches, and, it's not so easy to find a church.
尤其是多年前，这些社交媒体啊，这些等等网络呢，还不像现在这么发达。
especially many years ago that we don't have social media or other kind of media to help us to find this information.
那我就问这位姐妹她的这个儿子在我们那边读书我说怎么样你妈妈回去有没有找到教会啊
So I asked the son of the sister that, you know, how's your mom doing? Did she find the church?
她说啊有的啊每个礼拜都去教会。
He said yes. Every week she go to a church.
我说感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
后来过一段时间啊那么这位姐妹又回来了。
After a while, this sister came back.
啊那么回来呢我们就感觉有点不太对劲。
And we see something different.
这个知道她回来了但是礼拜天崇拜呢看不见人。
Well, she's back, but, you know, on the Sunday worship, we don't see her.
后来这个弟兄就告诉我他说我妈妈呀在国内去的呢是安息日会。
And this, her son told us that, you know, his mom went to Seventh Day Adventist, in China.
那我们知道这个安息日会呢他们是礼拜六聚会的。
You know, this, Seventh Day Adventist, they, gather on Saturdays.
那后来我就去这个弟兄家去探访。
And I want to see this brother and his mom.
那这位姐妹就告诉我啊她说我离开中国来美国之前呢教会的人就跟我讲了。
Well, this, the sister told us that, well, before I came back to the United States and the people in my church told me.
说可不能够去那个守主日的教会啊。
Do not go to the churches that where they observe Sundays.
说守这个去那个守主日的教会是违反律法的。
Well, this is a violation of the commandments by, you know, for going to the churches that on Sunday, observing Sundays.
啊，那这个神要惩罚的。
But the Lord will punish you.
啊，他说我已经都来到美国了，然后电话还追过来呢，说那个有没有去那个守主日的教会啊？不可以去啊。
Yeah, she said, you know, even after I came back to the States, they're still calling me to ask me, well, you should never go to the churches who are observing Sundays.
那么呢，他自己呢，当然也都因为在那边聚会一段时间嘛，也都搞糊涂了，拿出一些经文，等一下我会给大家看这些经文啊。
Then she was also very confused, and so she also have Bible verses that she was trying to show me.
啊，他说你看旧约当中这么多守安息日，礼拜六。
Yeah, so she was, you know, saying about, you know, all these examples in the Old Testament where people observing Sabbath.
长话短说，来感谢神啊！再一次更深的跟他一起来查考圣经主的话语，最终他终于明白这个主日的意义啊！高兴的回到教会，和大家一起来敬拜我们死里复活的主。
Yeah, praise the Lord. After many communications and try to continue, just reemphasize the importance of the Lord's Day. And you know, after a while, she's finally.Came back to our church and observing Sunday with us.
那这件事情呢，讲明了一个道理。
This tells one important point.
啊，就是提醒我们，我们每个礼拜天一起来敬拜主，来守主日，到底是为什么
？Remind us that we have to think that why we're coming to church each Sunday to, you know, worship our Lord.
如果有人问我们啊，说你为什么每个礼拜天都去教会啊，这么麻烦？
If someone asks you, why are you going to church every Sunday, if you're so busy?
啊，或者为什么就单单就是那个礼拜天那一天去
？Why are you going to church on Sundays?
啊，等等，那这些的问题我们怎么去回答
？How do we respond to those questions?
我们知道在旧约当中呢，以色列人按照律法，他们是严守安息日，分别为圣来敬拜神。
We know in Old Testament, the Israelites, and they were strictly observe the Lord's commandments, and they observe Sabbath.
那这个安息日指的是每一个礼拜的最后一天，那当然就是礼拜六。
This Sabbath day is the last day of the week, which is Saturday.
我们顺便再提一句啊，就是中国人的这个 calendar 啊，是从礼拜一开始每个礼拜到礼拜天啊。那实际上呢，每个礼拜应该是从礼拜天开始到礼拜六啊，这才对的啊。
Yeah, so just one thing to clarify, you know, in our typical Chinese traditions, we think the week start on Monday, so for the whole week. But really, in the English calendars, and the first day of the week is Sunday.
啊，好，那么呢，主日这个词啊，圣经当中呢，只出现过一次。
The Lord's Day only appears once in the Bible.
那在哪里呢？就启示录一章第十节。
This is showed up in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
那但是这一次的出现非常的重要。
But this is very important, that show up in this book.
这就证明圣经还没有写完的时候。
The proof is that before the Bible even, you know, was completed.
那么新约的基督徒已开始确立这个新的一个敬拜神的圣日。
The New Testament Christians had already begun to establish a new holy day for worshiping God.
就是每个礼拜的第一天。
The first day of each week.
这个礼拜日因为它是耶稣死里复活的日子。
This is Sunday, right? So because this is the day when Jesus Christ was resurrected.
所以讲到主日的意义呢，我们先要看一下这个渊源，在旧约当中神的这个律法是怎么讲的。
So when we think about the meaning of the Lord's Day, we have to go back to Old Testament also see what's the Lord's command.
我们知道在十诫当中那个第四诫就讲到。
Remember the fourth commandment in the Ten Commandments.
所以就说到当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
那这个 Sabbath 这个词啊，本身安息日本来是这个希伯来文来的。
The Sabbath, the word coming from Hebrew.
那这个词的这个 Sabbath 它意思是什么呢？是说停止，有休息。那还有一次，圣经当中把它直接翻译成庆祝。
Sabbath, in the Hebrews, meaning cease, rest, or even in Bible, there's one time you know, celebration.
那这些意义呢？其实大家记住啊，在我们后面讲到为什么我们每个礼拜天要来守主日是很关键的。
So remember the meaning of the word, and so because in the later part of the sermon we'll talk about you know why those meanings are important.
那么讲到这个圣日，当纪念安息日守为圣日，圣日这个 holy 啊，那个这个词呢，也是另外一个希伯来词叫 kadash。
So when we talk about holy day, it's also in Hebrews called kadash.
那么这个词的意思呢，是包括分别、洁净、使成圣，有这个意思。
Yeah, there are meanings like set apart, clean, and consecrate.
所以我们就看到在这里出埃及记二十章第八到第一节就讲了安息日、安息啊 ，Sabbath， 然后呢，守为圣日 ，Kadash 这两个词就出现了。
So we see in the Exodus chapter 20 verse 8 that remembers Sabbath day to keep it holy.
好，那么这两个词头一次在圣经当中出现了，还不是在出埃及记二十章这个地方。
The first time these two words showed up in Bible is actually not in the Exodus.
是在哪里呢？在创世纪第二章。
The first time they show up is actually in Genesis.
就是安息这个词，还有圣这个词 ，holy 这个词，第一次出现都是在创世纪第二章，一个是第二节，一个是第三节。
So they show up in the chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
神用六日创造。第七日他就歇了他的工，就安息了。
Our Lord, our God created heaven and earth in six days. On the seventh day, the God rested.
然后神就赐福给这个第七天，就定为圣日 ，holy.
He sanctified the day to make it to be the holy day.
好，那么我们就看在这个新约当中啊，因为安息日，主耶稣基督就跟法利赛人呢多次。有冲突。
We see there are many examples in the New Testament that our Lord Jesus and the Pharisees have many times that conflicted on this Sabbath day.
比如说我们来到这个路加福音第六章，我们就看到这件事情就发生了。
See in the book of Luke, chapter 6, there's one example.
那在安息日的时候呢，他门徒经过麦地就掐了这个麦穗，然后用手搓着吃。
See on the second Sabbath, his disciple plucked the head of grain and ate them.
那这个时候这个法利赛人在这看到了，那立刻呢就对耶稣就说了啊，说你们怎么做这个安息日不能做的事呢？
So some of the Pharisees said to them, so why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?
那么主耶稣就依据圣经就来回答这些法利赛人。
But our Lord Jesus answered them according to the scripture.
那么讲完以后，在这个第五节，耶稣就做出一个伟大的宣告。
Then at the verse 5, he made a great proclamation.
人子是安息日的主。
The son of man is also Lord of the Sabbath.
这句话是非常的有力啊。
This is a powerful word.
这个安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
The Sabbath was established for man, but man was not established for Sabbath.
然后呢，耶稣他进一步这个宣告，他说人子就指他自己，他说我是安息日的主。
And he further proclaimed that the Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath.
什么意思啊？这个安息日是我设立的。
basically says, I establish the Sabbath.
啊, 那主耶稣在这里宣告了他自己的伟大的神性。
He proclaimed that he's the Lord.
他也更讲到就是他能够直接的看到人的内心，他们守这个安息日，他们到底的这个动机、心态是如何。
He also pointed to all of us that he can see our hearts, so whether we're truly worshiping our Lord in our heart on the day of Sabbath.
啊，我们一定要注意，法利赛人他们守安息这个教训本身有没有错呢？
Well, one thing we need to know, that the teaching from Pharisees to observing the Sabbath, is that wrong?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，守十诫有没有错？
Observing Ten Commandments, is that wrong?
除我以外不可有别的神，不能拜偶像，这个有没有错？
There's no other God that shouldn't worship idols.
你不可以杀人、okay. 这个话有没有错
should not kill.
当然没有错、yeah. 那好那么我们当守安息日这个有没有错、
yeah.
没有这个是没有错、
right. So also the teaching of the observing Sabbath is also right.
但是这个法利赛人他们最关键的问题就是他们已经背离了这个敬虔的实意只有一个敬虔的外貌
Yeah, but the problem with the Pharisees is that they deviated from the real meaning of the godliness, right? The holiness, the original intention of God in establishing the Sabbath.
哎那么这个敬虔的实意才是神设立安息日的初衷。
The power, the meaning of the godliness is really the true intention for God established Sabbath.
让人到他的面前有这样一种分别为圣的心，把这一天。
So we can set us apart and you know, be holy in front of our Lord.
而我们知道当时的法利赛人呢，他们就把这个圣经的这个律法当成人的遗传，还发明出来许许多多的圣经里本没有的规条。
But we know the Pharisees actually took the teaching from our scripture, but also mixed it with the inheritance of man and set up many, you know, rules, for people to follow.
哎，然后到一个地步呢，他们就成天在那里啊，就看哎，这个人守了没有，那个人守了没有。
Yeah, they become to sense that they're just start picking on people to say whether you observe this, whether you observe that.
嗯，所以像提摩太后书三章第五节说，有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意，说这等人啊。得要躲开。
So 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 saying, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
啊，好，那我们看到这个安息日，咱们现在就来看这个主日。
So we talk about the Sabbath, now we come back to the Lord's Day.
啊，刚才我们已经读到了，啊，这个路加福音24章第一节讲到七日的头一日。
I have read about Luke chapter 24 verse 1 on the first day of the week.
那么妇女们了来这个坟墓带着预备香料本来还要高耶稣身体发现哎不对呀、啊
The woman took the spice they had prepared and went to the tomb but then they couldn't find Jesus.
耶稣身体就没了。
His body is gone.
啊主耶稣怎么样已经复活了。
Our Lord has resurrected.
哎，这个天使就对妇女说：“为什么在死人当中找活人？他不在这里，他已经复活了。”
The angel is asking the woman, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
哇，这一下是惊天动地。
It's such an enormous event, you know, earth-shaking.
整个的历史被改写。
The whole human history is being rewritten.
哇，我们今天的人类就因为耶稣基督复活，我们有了一个崭新的盼望，永活的盼望。刚才我们唱的诗歌。
So today, everyone in this world have a new hope because our Lord has risen.
因为耶稣基督他战胜罪恶，他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
今天他已经在父宝座的右边，在那里为我们代求。
Today he's sitting on the right hand of our God and just our Father to pray for all of us.
他是唯一的一个完全的人。从死里复活，永远不再死的。
He's the only 100% man, but also resurrected, and would never die.
原来这世界上每一个人都是因为怕死而成为这个死的奴仆，成为罪的奴仆。
Before that, you know, everyone in this world is a slave to death because we're all afraid of the death.
但是今天，只要你肯来到主的面前，来认罪悔改，来归向他。
Today, if you repent and come in front of our Lord,
只要你肯接受这白白的恩典
accept this priceless gift,
那你就是神的儿女啊
you become the children of God,
你就已经出死入生了
you've come out of death and go into living,
这是一个多么伟大的消息
such a great news,
那这样一个话时代的 历史事件就以这个圣日的改变为一个记号。
This historical event is being marked by the change of the holy day.
那么在旧约当中，犹太人他们是非常辛辛苦苦的在那里守安息日，守安息日，守安息日，这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites is observing Sabbath, but they just have a lot of rules, and they were laboring to in terms of observing the Sabbath.
Yeah, 我记得我和弟兄姊妹有分享过原来所居住的那个城市啊，因为在北边啊是纽约的上州，离纽约市也不是很远啊，开车六个小时啊。
I've shared with the brothers and sisters that in my previous church, we're in the upstate New York.
但是我们那里呢确实有一个犹太人的社区，估计呢早年也是从纽约市这样过来的。
There was a Jewish community who may have moved from New York City to this region, this location.
哦，他们严，对不起，他们严格的守这个安息日啊，真是令人值得佩服啊。
They strictly observe the Sabbath day.
这个礼拜六的时候，你在那一个区去开车的时候，你就看到很多他们一家人啊，这个穿的非常的正式啊，这个犹太人那个服装，然后就走路去会堂。
You see on every Saturday the homeco community, the whole family, they dress very formally, they will go to their church.
啊，不开车的。
They do not drive the car.
啊，那为什么他们就聚集在那个地方呢？因为会堂在那里，他们还不能够离得太远啊，离太远倒不是说走不过去，而是你还不能够走超过一定的步数。
The reason they live closer to the church because they also on the Sabbath day, you know, even when you're walking, there's a limit in terms of how much you can walk.
啊，那个 town 中国人也很喜欢，因为它学区特别好。
It's a great town, you know, even a lot of Chinese like it because they have very good schools.
对，因为犹太人他们也是注重家庭教育啊，所以中国人也喜欢那个地方。
Because Jewish people also care about education, just like Chinese.
然后中国人的孩子也喜欢去那边的学校。
The Chinese children also like to go to school there.
啊，倒不是因为那个学校里面那个很竞争很激烈。
Not because it's high very competitive schools.
啊，因为那个学校比别的学校放假更多。
Because they have more holidays than compared to other schools.
除了所有公立假期，所有犹太人的假期，他全都放。
So they observe not only the public holidays, but also all the Jewish holidays.
啊，你这样假即使不放，那些犹太人学生也不来。
Well, even if you don't observe the holidays, those Jewish children would not come.
有一次礼拜六我去他们的那个犹太人的 Jewish home 也在那个区。
So one time I was going there on Saturday.
啊，就是这个犹太人的这个老年的这个一个老年中心。
The senior living center of this Jewish community.
啊，就这个有一种电梯，如果你不小心上错你就惨了。
So there's a elevator. If you just accidentally get on it, it'll be bad.
大楼特别高，然后呢，这个每一层电梯自动都停。
So it's high rise, but you know, on every floor, the elevator will stop.
啊，慢得不得了，那个还不如爬楼梯呢。
Very slow, it's slower than just climbing the stairs.
啊，就是为了让这些犹太人他们能够不违背他这个律法的规条，安息日啊，啊，不能做工，不能点火，你一摁这个电钮，它点火啊，啊，有电火花呀，啊，所以呢，这就自动停。
So it's because the tradition of observing Sabbath, you know, they should not light fire. So, you know, when you press the button of the elevator that's kind of have an electric switch will lift. So they would try to prevent them from having to do that.
对，所以像我们这样这些外邦人啊，加引号的外邦人，我们信主了已经不是啊，那你一定要找那个就是你能摁电钮的那种电梯。
So for our Gentiles, that we should find the elevators that you can press the buttons.
好，那么这是这些的旧约里面的犹太人，一直到耶稣那个时代，他们做的一件事情叫做。在死人当中找活人。
So this is what Israel people just like, right? Just like this woman, they were looking for living among the dead.
大家知道这句话是什么意思吧？
Does everybody know what this means?
我们全都是死在过犯罪恶当中的。
We're all died of from our sins.
我们在这些死人当中，你找谁稍微的活一点？
So we're all dead, and so how would you find, you know, someone maybe a little bit more living than the others?
他们靠的是什么呢？靠的就是遵守这些的律法和规条。
So the Israel people observing all these rules and covenants.
这些法利赛人他们最大的问题，他们的骄傲，就是说，那我就靠守这些规条，我守得好，我能进天堂。
So the biggest problem with the Pharisees is they have this pride that if I observe all these commandments and the inheritance of their traditions, they will be able to go into heaven.
在死人当中找活人。
They're looking.For the living among the dead.
完全找不到
Couldn't find a single one.
真正那永活的一位，他已经复活升天了。
The only one that has, you know, living forever is already resurrected.
只有我们肯抬头向上仰望，谦卑的向上仰望。
Only when we're looking up, humbly looking up towards Him.
那你才能够看到这个永活的盼望。
Then we can see that eternal hope.
这就是这句话的意思啊。
That's the meaning of this word.
啊，那么所以从那个时候开始，我们就发现一件事情。
So from now on, we see something different.
我们来看圣经的记载，这个《使徒行传》啊，二十章第七节，在使徒开始传道的时候。
In Scripture, we can see that in Book of Acts, chapter 20.
哎，那使徒保罗在这里说了，说七日第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候。
Verse 7, now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread.
我再一次问大家，这个七日的第一日是指的是礼拜几？感谢神。
Okay.
是礼拜日，弟兄姊妹，我没有问您是星期几，我没有问你是周几，我问的是什么？礼拜几，这点很重要啊。
Yeah. So we ask you the first day of the week is Sunday. It's very different, you know, than, you know, just knowing this is the first day of the week.
啊，那这个地方呢，英文和中文有一点不太一样，所以不是很好翻译。
Yeah, so the Chinese and English, the Chinese have a lot more difference in terms of how they call the first day of the week.
啊，总讲英文的弟兄怎么给大家解释一下？中文当中啊，有一个特别好的一个传统，就是讲到这每一天呢，他都用一个礼拜，然后后面有个数字来代替。
So in the Chinese, there's actually a very good, you know, the tradition. When we call the week, the day of the week, we call it the Lord, the
Day of the Lord.
They all use the Day of the Lord. Which Day of the Lord? Yeah.
哎，这个英文没有办法了。Sunday, 太阳 ；Monday, moon, 月亮。这个就没办法了啊。
Well, in English, you call it Sunday, Monday, which is, you know, have sun, have moons, you know, have different meanings.
哎，那也因为这个原因啊，我和弟兄姊妹分享过。有一次我就听到国内的一位做编辑的一个信主的姐妹就讲。
So because of that reason, that one time I was talking to a sister who's an editor in, you know, from China.
她说中国的中宣部啊，新闻出版署专门的往下面各个地方都发文件，就讲说不许用礼拜几，只可以用星期几或者周几。
So because of this reason, actually the Chinese propaganda machine actually was just telling each of the local governments and also local regions to say now use the Lord, which day of the Lord, kind of the way in the Chinese meaning, rather call it the weekday.
这个呀，因为我们平时日常生活呢，我们不太注意，因为以前我是做编辑的，所以我对这些事情要特别的注意。
Because I used to be editor myself, so I care a lot about, you know, the subtle differences.
啊，哎，其实真的是非常有效啊！你知道吧？这个不管是中央电视台、广播电台，出这个报纸的时候，它现在就整个把大家的这个语言习惯给你改过来了。我小时候都是说礼拜几礼拜几，现在很少有人这样说。
Yeah, so because of that, because all these propaganda machines, so you can see nowadays in the modern China, there's very little mentioning about the Lord's Day or which day of the Lord's week.
这就把这些所有这些信仰的内容全都给你消除掉。
They demolished all the foundations for Christian faith.
但是我们知道，实际上在圣经当中，它是清楚的告诉我们，这个礼拜日是有特别的意义的。
But we know in scripture that this first day of the week have a very special meaning.
啊，是我们一起来聚会，来敬拜神的。
We come together and to worship our Lord.
哎，这个哥林多前书十六章这里还特别提到。啊，就是我们在聚会的时候，我们有一项的很重要的敬拜的内容是什么呢？就是金钱的奉献。
Also in the First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2, on the first day of the week, so there's also another important thing in on the Lord's day is each of us will offer, you know, to our Lord.
所以我们就看到初代教会已经开始每个礼拜的第一天聚会，纪念基督的复活。
So we see that in the early church started to gather on the first day of the week to remember the Lord's resurrection.
哎，那这一天呢，到了圣经的最后一卷书啊，也就是写的最晚的，到主后大约90年的时候。
So the first day of the week, once we get to the last book of the scripture, which is Revelation,
我们就知道使徒们，初代教会的圣徒们，那时候就已经给礼拜天一个很特别的名字。
So we see that there's a special name that being given to this day.
什么日？主日
，the Lord's Day，called the Lord's Day。
啊， 那么到底这个主日的意义是什么？我们看了这些圣经的教导，它的这个来源。
So what's the meaning of the Lord's Day? We've seen the references in the scripture.
第一点非常重要的就是纪念，还有什么庆祝？我们刚才讲到这个 Sabbath， 它居然还有翻译成 celebration， 在旧约里就是这样翻译哈，纪念并庆祝救主耶稣基督的复活。
First and foremost, remember and celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有的时候啊，我们看到有的这个美国教会啊，尤其是一些比较的有活力的教会，他们有时候会说是什么呢？ Sunday celebration， 他们说这个主日敬拜啊，他说是主日庆祝。
So we've seen some of the churches in America that, you know, especially churches that are full of spirit, that they sometimes call the worship as the celebration, the Sunday celebration.
对，一看到他们的庆祝，好像很敲锣打鼓的哈，有的还稍微有点蹦蹦跳跳的这种啊。
Yeah, they're full of music and, you know, other people just jump up and down, you know, dancing around. Yes.
哎，这个我们就觉得，哎呀，是好像有点不够安静啊。
This is maybe they're not, you know, quiet.
其实我自己个人我也是比较喜欢安静一点的，我听的那个开车听的电台都是 92.5 啊，这边传统声乐。
Yeah. So personally I also like quiet worship, you know, I also listen to traditional Christian channels.
但是从神学上面，从圣经教导来说，我们敬拜的时候有这样一种的火热啊，有这样一种的愉悦喜乐，这个的表达实际上是符合真理的。
But in the scripture, we also see like this is actually, it's the Lord's commandment that we celebrate, and worship Him in, with full of spirit, full of excitement.
啊，我们一起来高唱哈利路亚，赞美神。
Yeah, we
sing
hallelujah. And, yeah.
那么在这个旧约当中啊，以色列人呢，他们守这个安息日。
So in the Old Testament, when the Israelites observing the Sabbath,
哎，那么在跟耶稣基督的冲突当中，很多时候都是说你的门徒不守安息日，你为什么在安息日治病？
Yeah, many times they were complaining to Lord Jesus saying, you know, like your disciples didn't observe the Sabbath, so why do you heal people on the Sabbath?
所以很有意思，其实耶稣是永活的神啊，他完全可以选择在安息日那一天死里复活，你想是不是有这样，有没有这个道理啊？他完全可以的。
Yeah, so we know our Lord is Almighty, and He can certainly choose to resurrect on the day of Sabbath.
然后呢，这样对那些信主的犹太人来说就更容易了啊。那好了，那继续在安息日敬拜，就一下就 switch 过去了，免得很多的麻烦。
Yeah, so maybe you know that from our human minds, maybe that make it easier because then everybody will just follow the tradition observing Sabbath.
但是耶稣偏偏的选择在七日的第一天复活。
Our Lord chose to resurrect on the first day of the week.
就是来改变这样一种的观念。
To change the perspective.
不是在死人当中去找活人。
Not live for living among the dead.
而是给我们开一条全新的道路。
It opened a new way for all of us.
让我们知道现在来一同依靠仰望主来得生命。
So that we know we can lean upon Him to have this eternal hope.
好，那主日意义的第二点。
The second point,
就是遵守圣经实际的教导。
Obey the teachings of the Ten Commandments in the Bible.
啊，把这个七日一个礼拜当中的某一天把它分别出来，来守为圣日。
Set apart one day in the week and keep it holy.
你知道，我们常常讲说，这个人类各种各样的这个立法啊，立法日历的立法呢，都是人造的。
So we know the calendars is, you know, all the different calendars we have is all created by man.
但是唯一一个最简单最简单的这样一个这个纪日的方法就是一个礼拜七天，这个是神定的。
But we see in the scripture that the kind of each week have 7 days, is that coming from God?
啊，所以你看我们中文每一天的礼拜，这挺好啊，都是很 holy, 很 holy week.
So in Chinese when we reference the Lord's week, each of the day is the Lord's day, and that's, you know,have a great spiritual meaning.
这是从神来的。
It come from the Lord.
啊，哎，我们就这个乘七这个往前倒，一直能够倒到创世之初的那个神创世的那七天。
If we keep going back seven days, and we'll go back to the day that, you know, when our God created heaven and earth.
好，所以我们仍然今天要守十诫，把每个礼拜当中再有一天特别分别出来呢，叫守为圣日。
So today we should still observe the teaching of the Ten Commandments and set aside one day in the week and make it holy.
刚才我们讲过了，圣经当中其他九条诫今天有没有效？
When we talk about that, is another nine commandments on the ten, in the ten commandments, are they still, you know, good?
我们不可能说今天我是新约的基督徒。
Can we say that because we're New Testament Christians?
所以圣经最后一条诫命，你不可贪婪，我不用再守了。
So I don't have to observe the last commandment in the ten commandments, that would be greedy.
那照样的，今天我们新约的基督徒第四条诫也一定要守。
Same, for the fourth commandments of the ten commandments, we should still observe.
一个礼拜当中有一天分别为圣，做圣日。
Set apart one day in the week and make it holy.
那关键就是圣日是哪一天？
Now the question is which day is the holy day?
圣经新约已经明讲，日。
In the New Testament, we can see it very clear, is the Lord's day.
好，第三条，主日意我们效法神的安息，从这个属世的劳碌当中呢，哎，安息出来，不做工，安静在主面前，我们一起来重新得力。
The third point, imitate God's rest, rest from worldly labor, be quiet before the Lord and regain strength.
这点是神本来安息，他自己就休息了，然后也让我们要休息，这是一个神的一个美意，对不对啊？
This is the original meaning of the Sabbath. It is God rest and He wants us to rest.
你想想，如果要是没有神的这个定规啊，那我们就一直劳碌不息啊，每天就干了干了干了干了。
If there's no such commandment from our Lord, we would all just keep working every day.
就这样一直不停息。哎，但是呢，神说，哎，不行，干六天歇一天，干六天歇一天。
The Lord said, well, you know, He created heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on 1 day. So all of us will, you know, work 6 days and rest 1 day.
那等一下呢，我会给大家看一些照片。我们知道有一位宣教士，他叫李艾瑞 ,Eric Little.
Yeah, so later we'll talk about some of the, we'll have photos, but we'll show a, missionary, his name is Eric Little.
那这个火的战车这部电影，得奥斯卡奖的这部电影里面，就讲到他的这个生命。
In the movie Chariot of Fire, the movie have won Oscar and talk about his life stories.
他就说什么呢？他说礼拜天我不参加体育比赛。
He said I would not attend athletic competitions on the Lord's Day.
奥林匹克已经都到手的金牌我也不要，因为礼拜天比赛。
Yeah, even though like the gold medals of, in the Olympics is like in his pocket, but he still refused to attend the, like, the competition.
在今天的人来看呢，觉得这个越来越不可理解。
Today's world will see that's just hard to understand.
因为现在世风不古啊。
Because in this world,
你知道我去这个南方，有些地方讲到 Deep South, 咱们这里算南方还不够南。
Yeah, so like one time I was preaching, you know, we call it the Deep South, but really not South enough, but you know, it's still pretty conservative.
弟兄姊妹就跟我说呀，他说我们这边啊，这个早些年礼拜天很少有这个商店开门的。
The brother and sister told me that, you know, years ago there used to be very few merchants who open their doors on Sundays.
礼拜天是不做工的啊，你也不用来买东西，我这也不做工，大家怎么样都去教会来敬拜神，都休息。
You know, so the on Sundays that usually there's no commercial transactions, so everybody will rest and you know will worship God.
但是现在好像那大家都，你也开门了，我也开门了，商业竞争啊，我不开门，生意被别人抢去了。
Well, in today's world, the because the competitions and the old many more merchants have started opening doors on Sundays.
所以他们说现在就是越来越多，都大家都不在乎这些了。
So the people don't care so much about Lord's Day anymore.
你知道，其实我自己个人有很长一段时间，我原来教会的弟兄姊妹知道，礼拜天我是不去商店买东西的。
Yeah, so personally, you know, brothers and sisters in my previous church knows that for a long period of time that I would not go out to shop on Sundays.
但一方面，一开始我们刚开始职堂的时候，主日崇拜是在下午。
But also because, you know, in my previous church, that means, for a long time that we, worship in the afternoon on Sundays.
一切聚会都完了，吃完饭回到家，天都已经黑了。
Yeah, so after all of the church activities and when we came back home, it's already dark.
后来呢，即使我们礼拜天上午崇拜，那我也养成习惯，下午我也是就安静。
Later on, even when we start worshiping in the mornings on Sundays, and I'll still have the habit that, you know, when I came back in the afternoon, I will not go shopping.
不过呢，诚诚实实的讲，现在我在这方面也不像以前那么严格了。
But to be honest, and also even myself in these days, you know, I will not observe that strictly anymore.
哎，因为那段时间什么呢？我们要那个传福音啊，就是同学们来上午上香崇拜，中午吃完饭以后，下午带他们去 shopping 去买菜。
And because many new students, when we bring them to church and you know the worship and Sunday schools after that, we'll take them to shopping.
哎，那这也是一个传福音的一个方法和手段，接触同学们的一个方法。
One way to spread God's gospel to them.
啊，而且呢，我也不是说在这里一定要啊，这个律法主义 legalistic 啊，好像礼拜天就这个完全一点你说哎呀，我有个急事要去商店买东西，不能我不是这个意思。
Yeah, I'm not here asking brothers and sisters to say, well, you know, just such a strict rule that you should not go shopping on Sundays.
Yeah, 所以你礼拜天你在商店里面看见我，现在也别奇怪。
So I'd be surprised if you see myself in the shops on Sundays either.
哎，我们不像法利赛人那样。
We should not be like Pharisees.
哎，但是有一点啊，我们要知道这个主日的意义，守主日的意义，而且呢，这一天我们要安静在主的面前啊，重新得力，这个很关键。
But we truly need to understand the meaning of the Lord's Day. That's the most important thing.
啊，我知道有中餐馆的这个老板，他们信主以后见证非常好。
We know there's the owners of Chinese restaurant, the ones they become believers, they have a great testimony.
原来以前我们教会就有一对夫妻从这个印尼来的华侨开餐馆。
Yeah, they used to have a brother and sister, a couple come from Indonesia from my previous church.
啊，以前他们又算命啊，又拜偶像，家里好大的一个佛像。
They used to worship idols.
信了主以后全都清干净。
We cleaned all out after they become believers.
还有一点什么呢？礼拜天餐馆不开门。
And they do not open their doors for their restaurant on Sundays.
哎，还有什么呢？哎，有的中餐馆老板也是这样，信了主以后自己的餐馆不再卖酒。
And also another example is many of the Chinese restaurant owners, when they become believers, they do not sell alcohol in the restaurant anymore.
你知道这个礼拜天是赚钱的时候。
Well, Sundays usually are good opportunity to earn money.
这个卖酒的利润非常高的。
Especially when you sell liquors on those days, it's very high profit margins.
哎，他说我信了主了，举个世界就是有这样一个不同，分别为圣。
But because they are believers and they set them apart from this world.
感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
但是当然也并不是每个，我也知道在纽约市有的这个教会，他们特别也像做餐馆工作的啊，或者餐馆老板传福音。
But we also know that there's other examples, like you know, in the New York City, that they're spreading gospels to the Chinese restaurant owners there.
哎，他们知道呢，很多人他们礼拜天确实没有办法来，那教会把这个崇拜呢，要么安排在晚上，有的安排在礼拜一。
Because they know they're maybe busy on Sundays, and so they're accommodating them by moving some of the worship time to a night or Monday.
哎，那我想呢，这个也是为了福音的缘故。
Well, that's also because of gospel.
哎，因为有的，而且你知道，有的教会确实礼拜天呢人很多，地方不够，他排不下呢，哎，他就也说也礼拜六晚上有一堂的这个崇拜。
And there's also churches because they have too many people, there may not be enough room on Sundays to hold everyone, so they could have worship on Saturday night too.
哎，那这个地方关键什么关键词就是每个礼拜有一天分别为圣。
The most important thing is set apart one day in the week to make it holy.
啊，特别情况像以前我教会有个弟兄啊，这个在医生啊，也有做护士的，那这个常常的这个排班有时候排到礼拜天。
Well, I also have, you know, brothers and sisters in my previous church that they may be, doctors or nurses that they, you know, their shift is happen to be on Sundays.
哎，有时候弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，牧师很不好意思，这个又不能来了，因为要做手术，有时候还 on call 呢。
Yeah, they would say to me saying, sorry, pastor, and, I couldn't come because, you know, I'm on call for, in my hospital.
啊，我说感谢人，这完全理解圣经当中嘛，安息日这个治病救命，这是。完全是正常的。
We say, okay, that's perfect fine because we've seen Jesus have the examples of healing people in on the holy day.
哎，为弟兄们祷告，感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
哎，所以我们一方面不是在那种律法主义当中，但是另一方面我们也要知道，我们真是需要有这样一个分别为圣，在主面前安静得力效法主的这样一个心。
So we can see that on one hand, we do not want to be just saying, well, there's a strict rule you have to follow. But second, the most important thing is make sure we set apart one day in the week to make it holy.
好，那么这一天把它分别出来，主日意义的第四点啊 ，last but not least， 尊主为大，与弟兄姊妹呢同心敬拜神，献上自己 聆听主道，来领受主恩。
Last but not least, honor the Lord, worship God with brothers and sisters, dedicate oneself, listen to the Lord's words, and receive the Lord's blessings.
所以我们说基督徒守主日，来教会一起来同心的敬拜，这是神给我们的一个 privilege, 啊，恩典。
So our Christians come to church, to observe the Lord's Day, to, celebrate and worship together. That's the true teaching from our Lord.
你知道今天很多这个活动啊，尤其小朋友家里有小孩子，这个是好多小孩子的活动都是在现在都安排在礼拜天。
Well, we know that today's world, there's many children's activities, especially for the family that have children. You know that there are many children activities being now arranged on Sundays.
啊，我们孩子从小到大，我们就跟他们说啊，就是虽然有极特别的情况之下，有的时候是没有办法了啊，但一般来讲，礼拜天不管有什么活动，我们不参加。
Yeah, so when my kids were growing up and we told them, actually, you know, there's, other than the very, very extreme exceptions, there may be activities on Sundays we will not attend.
实际上就今天我的儿子他们昨天在这个 Greensboro 参加什么全州的那个机器人比赛比了一天，今天还继续比，跟我们说 no, 今天没有办法，今天我们要来敬拜神。
Yeah, so like my son, who attended the, robotic competition this weekend, there was have competition yesterday, but today they have continued, competitions, but we told him, no, we cannot go because we need to come to worship our Lord.
有一次啊，我听到一位美国牧师讲，他说他教会里面的有个会友，然后就跟他说牧师啊，这个要来的礼拜天啊，我不能来了。
So there was one time I heard that from an American pastor, he said one of the, church members in his church told him,Sunday I couldn't come.
我说为什么不能来呢？他说因为我亲戚来访，所以要在家招待亲戚，不能来主日敬拜。
So he said, well, you know, the pastor asked him, well, why you couldn't come? And, then he said, well, I have a relative come to visit me, so I need to, meet them in my home, you know, on Sundays.
还特别加了一句呢，我的亲戚不信主。
And I also said, my relative does not believe in Lord.
你知道这个美国牧师怎么回答吗？
How did this pastor respond to him?
啊，美国牧师怎么回答呀？多好的机会呀，把他带来教会一起崇拜，让他听福音的。
Yeah, such a great opportunity to bring him with you to worship our Lord and listen to the gospel.
而且正好是我们基督徒向这个世界做见证的机会。
It's a great opportunity for us to set us apart in this world and be a great example.
当我们跟随这个世界，说这个世界说，我不去教会，那我也不去教会，那这是发出的一个声音。如果我们跟这个世界说，我是基督徒，您来到我家做客，客随主便吧，你就跟我一起去教会来敬拜听福音，这是发出另外一个声音。
So if we follow the world, that we would just, you know, not to go to worship on Sundays, but instead you could be a good example to tell them to say, well, you know, since you're my guest, I'm going to the church and follow me, and, you know, that's a great opportunity to spread gospel that way.
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，就是如果我们看旧约当中这个法利赛人，他们是守安息日，刚才我们就讲了，守安息日本身有没有错？是没有错的。
We see in the Old Testament the Pharisees is very strict in observing Sabbath. Observing Sabbath by itself is a good commandment from our Lord.
这是我可以告诉大家一件事情。啊，你知道有一位犹太人的拉比，近代的一个拉比，在回顾以色列人几千年的历史以后，讲过这么一句话。
Well, there's a rabbi, Israel rabbi, who reflected on the thousand years of history and said, the following.
他说很多人都非常的佩服我们犹太人守安息日这个严格。
Many people respect our Israel people that we observe Sabbath.
他说我要说一句话，与其说犹太人守住了安息日 ，the Jews kept the Sabbath.
Instead of saying the Jews kept the Sabbath,
不如说安息日守住了犹太人。
Instead, we should say the Sabbath have kept the Israel.
The Israelites. Yeah. 你看他们在多少的艰难当中啊，奔波流离失所的这样的一个惨况里面。
Now we see that over the thousands of years, they were dispersed all over the world. Yeah.
我们是神的选民。
We're the chosen ones. On our
我们要遵守神的吩咐。
We obey our Lord's commands.
我们要守安息日。
We observe the Sabbath.
这人本身真的就守住了这样一个民族。
And so that kept this nation, this people.
这个也值得我们思想。
So reflect on it.
因为主耶稣讲说我们的义要胜过犹太人和法利赛人的义, 对不对? 文士和法利赛人的义啊。
So Jesus has told us that our righteousness should surpass the righteousness from the Pharisees.
说他们的教导, 我们都要遵行, 但是不要效法他们的行为。
Jesus said that we should obey their teachings, but do not follow what they do.
法院最大的问题, 他们不在于他们遵守律法。
Pharisees' problem is not that they observe or follow the law.
而是他们爱律法过于爱神。
But because they love the law more than they love the Lord.
马太福音15章第8到第9节, 这里主就引用以赛亚书的话, 耶稣就说, 这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我, 心却远离我。 他们将人的吩咐当作道理, 教导人, 所以拜访人, Matthew chapter 15, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain. 这里主讲的这个最关键的地方, 是他们的心不在那里, 他们只有外表的一个壳子。
So what the Lord is really pointing out is that their heart is not there to worship the Lord. They only have the shell.
这也是我们今天讲到这个主日意义的时候，我想弟兄姊妹，说我们每一个人来到教会守主日敬拜神，我们真的是发自内心，是对主的爱，是来亲近他，是来渴慕追求他。So
that's why when we're talking about the meaning of the Lord's Day, we're asking each of the brothers and sisters to reflect, are we coming to church every Sunday to truly worship the Lord in our hearts, to truly feel excited about our Lord's salvation.
而不是只是因为说, 哦, 今天感谢神, 这个圣经, 今天的牧师讲到, 圣经提醒我们, 每个礼拜天要去教会。
Not just because the scriptures told us that we need to come to church to worship our Lord on Sunday.
你有没有一种感觉, 如果我不来守主, 如果不敬拜神, 我心里就空空的, 就少了什么东西, 我这个一礼拜我过得不舒服, 啊, 反正至少我自己是这样一种感觉, 啊, 弟兄姊妹们。
Do you have empty feelings that if you don't come to worship the Lord on Sundays?
我在这要声明，我不是因为我礼拜天要到教会讲道。我不讲道的时候，我去敬拜神，我坐在底下听其他的这个传道人讲道的时候，我仍然感谢神啊！神的话语在激励我，在教导我，在引导，在更新我的生命。
So it's not because when I come to worship, it's not just because I'm preaching, so I feel excited to come to the church, but rather even when I'm not preaching and listen to other sermons I'll also feel the greatness of our Lord and the salvation from Him.
非常我们不效法法利赛人，不是说好了，那我今天我们就真的有自由了。我其实我们所有的自由是在基督里的自由。
Yes, we know that when we say we do not follow, it's not like we do not follow Pharisees just so we can have freedom. But really, the true freedom is from our Lord Christ.
而我们守主日也绝不是只是有一个外表的空壳。We
should not just only have an empty shell of worshiping our Lord.
你想，如果要是这样，我是一个每个礼拜我都来教会敬拜的模范信徒。
So let's say I'm a model Christian that comes to worship our Lord every Sunday.
但是呢，我坐在那个座位上，我没有真心的敬拜。
But I did not truly worship the Lord when I was sitting there.
我没有认真的在聆听主道。I
did not truly, focus on listening to the Lord's words.
特别现在这个科技时代，我坐在那儿在这玩手机啊。Maybe
you're just playing with my phones while I'm sitting there.
或者听这个信息怎么样的，这个品头论足的啊。Or I'll just
have a lot of kind of commentaries maybe for the sermon.
这句讲的我喜欢听，那句讲的这个不对，不行，不要听。
This line is good, but the other one I don't like it.
那么就不是一个正确的一个敬拜的心态。
We do not have the true heart that to be here to worship our Lord.
那这个我们就很像法利赛人了，对不对？ 表面嘴唇在亲近神，心实际上是远离神。
So like it would be like Pharisees, even though our lips maybe praise the Lord, but our heart has turned away from our Lord.
那即使这样呢，每个礼拜都来敬拜，还是不蒙神的悦纳。Even
you do that every Sunday, it comes to your worship is not being accepted by our Lord.
不过感谢神啊，感谢神，我们教会的弟兄姊妹，其实每一次你站在台上讲到，你看到弟兄姊妹那种渴慕，真到那个眼神，你就知道大家是不是在真心的在敬拜，在聆听，专注在主的话语上面。
The praise the Lord when I'm preaching, I'm seeing the brothers and sisters in our church. That when we have eye contact, I know that you're truly listening to our Lord's words.
我真的是为咱们教会的弟兄姊妹感恩。
Praise the Lord for that.
好，那另外一点，还有的时候在。有的教会里面有的时候还听到这样一种讲法。
Also in some other churches I've heard this saying.
有一种讲法是什么呢？这个是怎么让人这个礼拜天来敬拜呢？
So how do you bring other people to worship Lord on Sundays?
安排他服侍。
Let them serve.
你给他安排个活，安排服侍，他礼拜天就不能不来敬拜了。
If you ask him to serve, then he has to come to the church to worship.
有没有听过这种讲法？我在有不少教会都听过这种讲法。
Have you heard this thing before? I've heard this among many churches.
Yeah, 原谅我说呀，这个想法有点本末倒置啊。
Excuse me to say, saying this is like really the putting, the reverse order.
这不是说我要服侍，所以我来敬拜，而是什么呢？而是因为我来敬拜，所以我要服侍。
It's not that you're served, so you have to come to church to worship. Rather, it's because you worship, so you are serving.
所以以前在原来一个教会，我就跟弟兄姊妹有说过。
So I also told the brothers and sisters in another church.
我说如果要是有的弟兄姊妹就是你安排他们服侍这个礼拜他才来敬拜的话，我说那这样呢最好，你客气的跟他说，你说那咱们就先歇一段时间。
If there's a brother who come to the church just only on the days that he serves.Then we should politely tell them to say, well, maybe it's time that you take some rest.
不是在敬拜上歇一段时间，是在服侍上歇一段时间，每次现在专心的敬拜。
Not to take a break from worshiping our Lord, but rather taking a break from the service. Really truly devote your time to worship our Lord instead.
然后以后我们再来慢慢再来服侍。
Then you can, gradually start serving again.
好，我们做一个总结，我们主日意义。
Well, to summarize, the meaning of the Lord's Day.
纪念并庆祝救主的复活。
Remember and celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
遵守十诫，把一天分别为圣日。
Observe the teaching of the Ten Commandments, set apart one day in the week and make it holy.
效法神的安息。
Imitate God's rest.
安静主前，我们重新得力。
And just be quiet before the Lord and regain strength.
尊主为大，与弟兄姊妹同心敬拜，献上自己啊，聆听主告，领受主恩。
Honor the Lord, worship God with brothers and sisters, dedicate oneself, listen to Lord's words.
这是我们刚才提到的啊，大家肯定都听到啊，这个常常会提到这个 Eric Liddle 的故事，提到李艾瑞。
I mentioned earlier about Eric Liddle.
他呢跟我们中国人还有特别渊源，因为他1902年生在天津。
He also have a special relationship with Chinese people because he was born in Tianjin in 1902.
所以虽然是个英国人，但是我老乡。
Even though he is an Englishman, a Scotsman really, then he's actually just, born in the same place where I was born.
因为这个我倒不是说祖籍是天津。
Oh, okay. Yes.
那么呢这个他呢有这个跑步的天赋。
He has a talent for running.
跑得非常快。
He runs very fast.
他是这个宣教士的后代。
He's the son of a missionary.
那后来呢 ,1924 年他就参加这个奥运会得了400米跑的这个金牌。
1924, he won the 400 meter race, the gold medal for the 400 meter race.
那大家都知道这故事，本来他是跑短跑 ,100 米 ,200 米。
Everybody probably know the background of the story. He used to be just for the short races, the 100, 200 meter.
冠军赛安排在礼拜天他不参加。
But this championship games was arranged on Sunday, so he refused to attend.
全英国的报纸都骂他。
All the newspapers in England is criticizing him.
英国王室出面想劝说他都说不动。
The royal family was talking to him, trying to get him to join the game, but couldn't succeed.
但是同时呢，因为400米的决赛不是在礼拜天，他说那我就报名参加400米。
But because the 400 meter race, was now arranged on the Sundays, so he said, I can, attend that competition.
可是跑这个短跑冲刺和跑400米的方法是不一样的。
But running the 100 meters is very different than running the 400 meters.
所以呢他完全没有任何的把握。
So, he doesn't have a confidence in that either.
结果呢没有想到他去一参加400米 决赛拿了金牌，而且创了世界纪录，这个世界纪录一直保持了十几年。
But to everyone's surprise, when he finally attended the 400 meter race, not only he won the gold medal, he also broke the world record.
所以这个从全国骂他，一下就变成了一个全国的英雄。
Then from, you know, just everyone in the nation that would defy him, now he became a national hero.
这个英雄回到中国，在那个兵荒马乱的年代，继续做宣教士。
But then he went back to China to continue his missionary there.
1945年二战结束以前，他病逝于山东潍县的日本集中营里。
Yeah, so the 1945, right before the World War II finishes, he died in an internment camp in 山东。
我看到过中央电视台采访戴绍曾牧师、戴绍曾院长。就是讲到这个山东潍县集中营，戴绍曾牧师特别讲这个 Eric Liddell， 因为他们一起关在那里好几年的时间，看到 Eric Liddell 活出了一个基督徒的生命。
I also remember there's actually an interview from the Chinese CCTV about Pastor 戴绍曾 and he also talked about that he spent the few years he spent observing Eric Liddell during that time。
这个《火的战车》这个电影就是拍他的这段的故事，得了奥斯卡奖，得了好几项奥斯卡奖。
The Chariots of Fire, this movie, you know, just trying to reflect this of his life story, has won the Oscar awards.
那他呢有很多的名言。
He has many, you know, just famous sayings.
他曾经有讲到一句话，说顺服神的旨意是获得属灵知识和洞察力的秘诀，不是愿意知道，而是愿意。去做，去顺服神的旨意，那这会带来我人生的确定性。
So one of the things is, you know, obedience to God, God's will is the secret of spiritual knowledge and insight. It is not willingness to know, but willingness to do, obey God's will that brings certainty.
那在这个火的战车那个电影里面呢，有一个细节，这个细节是真实发生的，就是当时。
Yes.There's one detail in the movie, The Chariots of Fire. It's actually, you know, a real, you know, story.
就是当时400米决赛之前，奥运代表队有一个人就塞给了他一张纸条。
Yeah, just before the race, someone from the American Olympic team slipped him a piece of paper.
然后他就拿这个纸条来跑这个比赛。
He kept this paper with him while he was running this race.
那个纸条上就是一句话，萨母耳记上二章第三十节。尊重我的，我必尊重他。
Yeah, it's from 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Those who honor me, I will honor.
那尊重神的，神也必尊重他。
He who honors me, I will honor.
我们是不是真的是在心里去尊重他？不单是嘴唇上，而且我们的心里尊重他，爱他，渴慕他。
Do we truly worship our Lord and truly love our Lord, not just from our lips, but really from our heart?
今天很多时候我们在高速公路开车，肚子饿的时候就去找那个 food exit， 是不是
？Yeah, so many times we drove on highways, we look for food exit.
那我们看看这些的快餐店，有什么不同
？What's the difference between those fast food restaurants？
上面一下有六个，其中关有两个很特别。
There's six on this sign here, but you know two are very special.
一个就说我们 close Sunday， 一个就说我 open， 我礼拜天开门，一个说礼拜天不开门。
Yeah, so, you know, one would say they're open on Sunday, the other one say they're closed on Sunday.
你们看看，今天好像就是两个这个不同的声音，对吧
？Yeah, so there's two different voices in this world.
这个菲类这个店，有多少人喜欢吃这个菲类？举个手好不好
？How many people like Chick-fil-A?
我们纽约上周开第一家吃个菲类的时候，那个排的那个车队啊，从他那个停车场一直排到高速公路的出口。
Yeah, in our upstate New York, when the first Chick-fil-A store opened, there was like long lines from the parking lot all the way to the highway, just waiting for the store to open.
这个公司它的价值观受到这个创始人 Chuck Caffey 的这个基督教信仰影响非常的深。
So the this company's value is influenced by the founder, the Christian religious belief of this founder, Chuck Caffey.
他是一个非常虔诚的美南浸信会的信徒。
He's a devout Southern Baptist.
那为了体现对礼拜日守安息的承诺，所有这个肥类的餐厅在礼拜天，当然还有感恩节、圣诞节都会休息。
to reflect on the commitment to observe the Lord's Day, all the Chick-fil-A restaurants are closed for business on Sundays.
你租金还要交。
Yeah, you still have to pay the rent.
啊，这个大好的挣钱的机会，七分之一的利润不要。
There's just 1/7 of the profit that you just throw away because you're not opening on Sundays.
但是也奇怪了。
But it's also interesting.
他另外六天怎么生意都那么好？
They have a great business on the 6 days of the week.
那尊敬神的，神也尊敬他。
He who honors me, I will honor him.
我绝对不是说这个，我另外六天必须神就给我生意好，我才去尊敬神。
I'm not saying we're observing Lord's Day, so you know, we're just expecting God to you know, just make all the other 6 days great for us.
无论如何，再大的困难，当我们要敬畏神的时候，我们就尊敬神，就应该的来亲近他。
Regardless of what obstacles or things we run into, that we should worship our Lord on the Lord's Day.
我曾经知道一位牧师，我认识这位牧师。
Yeah, I know a pastor.
那他们教会要开这个中文学校。
Yeah, their church will open a Chinese language school.
然后从我们商量定好了，就中文学校什么时候呢？礼拜天下午。
The coworkers, just after much discussion, they said, okay, we should open this for the Sunday afternoon.
这个很方便嘛，吃完午饭然后就留下来就继续小朋友就上学中文。
It'll be much convenient because you know we can just finish our worship, have lunch, then all the children can go to the Chinese school.
那这位牧师力排众议说不能够用礼拜天，这是主日。
But the pastor just did not agree with everybody. You know, so instead he said, no, this is the Lord's Day.
可以用礼拜六。
We should use Saturday.
很多其他的世界这个中文学校正好也在礼拜六嘛。
Well, many of the worldly, the Chinese schools are also on Saturdays.
就没想到这件事情在教会引起轩然大波。
Well, it caused a big disturbance in the church.
执事长老这个对这个牧师非常的不满。
The deacons, the elders are, you know, not happy with the pastor.
说这个牧师怎么就这么 stubborn?
This pastor is very stubborn.
就得听他的。
Just have to listen to him.
就要把这个牧师赶走。
Well, they're trying to chase this pastor away.
虽然可能在具体的做法上面，我跟这个牧师不一定一样我不知道我们教会现在没有中文学校。
So maybe on the kind of detailed, like in terms of how we do those kind of things, maybe different than the pastor.
但是我非常的尊敬这位牧师。他的 guts,
but you know, I respect this pastor for his guts.
而且真的是对神有这样一个敬畏之心。
That he truly revere our Lord in his heart.
就像我对 Eric Little 这位神的仆人尊敬一样。
This is the same thing, the same respect I have for Eric Little.
让我们一起低头在主面前祷告。
Let's pray to our Lord.
最亲的主，感谢您给我们主日。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the Lord's Day.
让我们能够在这一天分别为圣，来纪念你的死里复活。
So we can set this day apart and keep it holy, so we can remember your resurrection.
来同心的庆祝敬拜。
To celebrate and worship you together.
主啊，我们不必再在死人当中找活人了。
Lord, let us now looking for the living from the dead.
你已经复活了。
You have resurrected. You,
何等的荣耀。
Such a glorious.
何等的恩典。
Such a grace.
何等的能力。
Such power.
让我们真心的来到主的面前，把我们心底的最好献给我们的主，我们的王。
So we can truly come in front of you, devote the best from our heart to you.
也让我们向这个世界来宣告，我们是被神分别为圣的一群人。
So that we can proclaim to this world that we are the true children of God.
让主在您自己的教会当中得到完全的荣耀。
May your name be glorified in this church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
回来了，尿了没？
尿了。